That's a good start to the podcast right there. Sound like Seth Rogen dying.
Oh, we already did that.
That's one of my favorite bits. Seth Rogen getting shot.
Yeah, and then slowly dying.
I think someone animated that.
They did.
You know, I actually was watching, it's been a while since I've searched up Super Mega Animated, and I started building a new playlist to put on our channel. It's on private still, but there's a lot of really good ones.
I know, there's a lot more than like, because like, you know, when it's not like they come out every day. So like, I feel like you and I have seen all of them.
We watch all of them.
Every
so
now and then when
one,
I check, it surprises me and I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this one,
I'll
but like
far.
I've seen definitely most of them. Even like the very basic ones where they're just kind of like more slideshows.
Yeah, if you guys make a Super Mega Animated, like it's pretty much 99% guaranteed that we're going to watch
We've seen it, yeah. Even if it's, it
We've
doesn't
seen,
matter.
Like, most of them.
The quality, I'm going to say that. And then, hey, you can make it in Pivot Stick Figure Animator. I don't need, do they still have that? They better
Pivot still
have
exist?
Dude, better, it better.
Oh my God, I wanted Pivot so bad growing up. I wanted to animate
it's
on
free.
It so bad. Yeah, but my dad only had a Mac because he's an architect. And
see,
it's only for PC.
We had that PC.
I struggled with that shit growing up, man. There was so
LS
much
Maker
I wanted to
too?
Do. Not me. Or there was Pinnacle, I think. My friend could do like lightsaber effects with Pinnacle.
I had
like, oh, I want it!
Pinnacle Studio. But like they had a bunch of shitty like fire effects and stuff.
I got Final Cut 10, the last one before they made it look like iMovie.
I used that in, I think I used Final Cut like 7 or something.
Maybe
in
it was 7.
High school.
It was the one that was like, remember when they
It's the one that looked
it?
More like Premiere.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a real timeline. And then they're like, well, let's just make it iMovie.
I used to be all Final Cut. And all of a sudden, yeah,
mm-hmm,
they changed
same.
The look and it. I just hated it.
I'd ride or die by Final Cut.
And
dude,
I think a lot of people got used to it and they kind of fixed it over time potentially. But I don't know. I'm kind of like, there are, you know, every software has its faults, but I'm very comfortable with Premiere.
I mean, Premiere, I just know it's literally like second nature. Like,
yeah.
I could do it blindfolded, but it's
Shoemaker Homes.
I think Premiere is probably the software
we don't
I'm
build
best
houses.
At.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We build homes.
Is that that from South Carolina?
I don't know if it's just South Carolina. Is it a pop? Is it a
I think that might just
brand?
Be a local commercial.
No way.
We don't build houses. We build homes.
You know, Shoemaker Homes. We don't.
You have a house? A wife will make it a home. One of my relatives has that like crocheted on the wall. It's like any woman can have a house, but a wife will make it a home.
Paul Shoemaker of Shoemaker Homes. About us. At its heart, the Shoemaker Home story is all about family, ours and yours. It's a story of passion and pride, keeping your promises and building a legacy.
Bro, y'all build houses. Shut up with that shit.
It all started with Paul Shoemaker in a single house in the early 1990s. Oh, so that's not, you can't make 1990 sound ancient now. in Canton, Ohio. Blah, blah, blah. Dude.
Oh, so
is
it's
this
not
what,
local.
Is this what Paul, how come every like successful dude like ends up losing his hair and becoming ripped?
I think that's just what testosterone does. That's what money and testosterone do. Have you noticed I'm balding and getting ripped? It's because I'm so rich now.
This is my creepy family. Dude, this dude. Fucking Paul Shoemaker. Oh, he's gonna blacklist me out of the housing market.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna get fucked in the real estate industry. Good luck getting your license now. Wait, what were we saying before you brought up Paul Shoemaker's homes?
How they don't build houses,
no,
they build homes.
Stop. I was about to say something. We were talking about God, why am I so stupid? Why can we not what were we talking about?
I'm talking about how Paul Shoemaker.
Stop. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Why would I
How do you
know?
Not remember?
How do I not? Because I'm high.
Oh. Well, I'm sober and I can't remember.
See, you're the responsible one here.
Okay, wait. Give me a... I told you not to smoke crack before the podcast anymore.
I'm the DD. You're the designated I'm podcaster.
The DP. Yeah, the DP.
The DP.
Yeah, a little DP, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it works. Double
penetration. Yeah, man, think about that. Think about that shit.
Your mom thinks about it all the time.
Yes, she does. I'm trying to think.
Doesn't want
to
really think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, stop. We're talking about animateds, and then we're talking about...
talking about like how you hate most of them and how they suck.
Yeah, they look like garbage.
But I was saying how I love all the animateds. All the animateds.
All the super mega animateds.
I love them all.
Oh, they're bringing back the Trump voice.
How can we not?
Final Cut. Like Premiere is like... It's like a... It's in my blood. Premiere and Photoshop, both those. But I want to learn some more. Like I kind of want to try Final Cut now because I have a Mac as well.
I want to tackle After Effects. That's so foreign to me still.
After Effects is just.
If you learn it, dude. Come on.
For me, it's always been like the thing with After Effects is it's always been like I've never known how to like fully. Work it because everything is like case by case. Like, oh, I have to learn how to do for this specific
effect. And in Premiere, it's like, I know these basic things and I know kind of how to make it look like that. And there's also like a bit of a charm to the jankiness of that style sometimes.
What if you and I enrolled in like a
class, like a course. Like an online course for After Effects?
Or like
where they give you videos to do these things on, and you have to do projects.
Yeah. Or we could even enroll for like a trade college course where we actually go take notes and shit. That'd be cool. I'd love to do a class with you.
We could, why don't we just take a history class?
I would, honestly.
That would be fun.
Like what?
I would like to just go back and learn things.
I'd love to do, what history would you
want? It's called the Internet and YouTube, jackass.
Someone's so angry. It's like, man, I want to learn things. Yeah, jackass.
You want your brain to get big, huh?
What history course would I want to take? I think Russian history is really cool. Actually, if I think Middle
Whenever
Eastern
I think
history.
Of Russia, I just think of like,
That's a good way to describe it.
It sounds so just.
Think about Russia, it's just,
Yeah.
Dude, why would.
I don't want to learn about people freezing to death and eating like each other.
They did do that.
Yeah, duh.
You know about that?
Yeah.
Like the big, the one, that island?
Yeah, it was awful. It was horrible.
It's fucking terrifying. It's like people would eat their traumatic kids. They'd eat their own kids.
There's also this like, I think this like famous plane crash and the survivors like survived because they like ate their friends and shit after they died.
I feel like so many plane crashes happened in Russia. Man, Russia, I don't know if I talked about this, but I found about the city called Yakutsk. Have I talked about this?
Yakutsk?
Yeah. Yakutsk, Russia.
What a stupid name for a little
village. We should go vlog there.
In Yakutsk? Is there radiation there?
No, just the average in the winter is negative 45.
I don't know why. Maybe it's through the media, but like I have an intense, like I don't want to go to Russia because I have this feeling there would be like just like a very foreboding, ominous eye on me at all times. Even though I'm not important and that wouldn't happen.
Jesus Christ, he's watching over you to protect you.
When I think of visiting Russia, I just feel of nothing but like anxiety.
I feel the same way, dude. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just like propaganda of us growing up, like
in America,
kind of instill it, like Russia. I don't know, but like I do feel like kind of scared of Russia. Like I feel like Russia, it's like a kind of impending doom feeling. It's
how
like,
much of our perception of places is still through the indoctrination of kind of the United States nationalism, that type of shit we learned in like South Carolina early school. Like how much of that is still somewhat inherently in there? I'm sure a good bit of it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Russia, I also feel for,
but we think that we're looking out. It's like when we talk about, of course, China's awful, but like when we talk about China, we have this like kind of, we have this way of kind of being like, oh, the outside looking in. But, you know, they think that I almost want to say, like, what if it's just like religion? Like, everyone thinks they're right or better. Mm-hmm. And it's like.
It probably is. I mean, I don't.
But no one knows.
Like.
No one knows the true.
Like, America's got a lot of flaws. But China, I mean.
Of course.
Same with Russia. I mean, like, America, China, Russia are all fucked in their own aspects. You know, like, we have so much fucked in America. They have a lot fucked in Russia and China. And Russia.
But like, why do I feel comfortable here?
Because it's what you know.
Why don't I feel like, ooh, that anxiety?
Because we have like freedom here, dude. We have freedom. Well, because this is where you've experienced all your happiness ever.
Yes, yeah.
Except for when we went to Japan and made out. when we got on the train. You know what's great? Russia, one of the reasons I feel that is because, like, lately I've been on a kick where I like watching this channel called Fail Force One, and they just make, like, near-death compilations.
Because you're white. Sorry, that was an answer to my previous question of why I don't feel anxious walking around in America.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watch these near-death compilations where it's, like, skydiving, close calls, and, like, avalanches.
I love near-death experience.
Fail Force One, dude. It's the channel. They make, like, 7-8 minute compilations. They have, like, over 100 of them.
I watch a lot of Moto Mayhem.
They have a lot of those.
Which is motorcycle crash videos.
Dude, I don't know why they're so fun to watch, but they have Russia compilations where it's just, like, stuff from Russia.
Do they also have, like, Brazil compilation or South America?
I'm sure not that channel, but I'm sure you can find those. But basically, Russia, like, every video, it just looks like it's like some, like, security camera of some, like, dilapidated, like, brutalist building with, like, a bear chasing some dude, and there's ice everywhere, and it's like, that does not look like a pleasant place to live. Russia doesn't look like a very pleasant place to live.
No. It just looks very drab.
Yeah, you know, it's not really, there's not enough pizzazz in Russia.
Show me the sunshine in Russia.
Yeah, I would like to
I'm actually going to look up beautiful landscapes in Russia.
Russia has beautiful, like Siberia, dude. Oh, speaking of Siberia.
But doesn't it also, like, every kind of, like.
Dude, North Korea has some really beautiful mountains.
This ain't in Russia.
Look up Yakutsk. Can we go vlogging in Yakutsk, dude? Also, every time you look up Yakutsk, it's like nighttime because it's always dark. It's by the Arctic Circle.
Russia.
Is there anyone listening to this podcast in Yakutsk, Russia right now? Leave a comment or DM us on Instagram because that's really cool. And tell us what it's like living in Yakutsk.
So I could just go to Alaska, essentially, be like, yep, I know what Russia's like.
Yeah, because, I mean, Alaska used to be part of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska, literally, like, geographically.
Until we swindled them out of it.
Ooh. No, you know what happened,
then
right?
Then Corey in the house, dude. Yeah.
Corey accidentally gave the deed of Alaska to the Russian president.
And then they had to win it off in a dance battle.
That shit's literally, like, if that was true, like, and that's in the textbooks, it's like Russia was, had acquired Alaska until Corey Baxter challenged the president of Russia to a dance revolution dance off. And he won. I wish that's how they settled politics and war and
dance
shit.
Dance revolution.
Just stupid shit like that. Instead of, like, drone striking, it's like, oh, let's see how good you are on expert mode and dance revolution.
Man. So if the United States went to war with Canada, who would win, you think?
What if it's like, oh, we definitely will, but, like, for some reason, Canada, just their first go-to is, like, they just pull the nukes out.
Stop! No!
I mean, we would...
Little man syndrome?
Yeah. Like we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to take Canada. And then just, without warning, they just nuke New York City.
I'm going to look up...
Nuke York.
I mean, how much of a fight could Canada really give us? I mean...
Oh, the Canadian Royal Army? Yeah, go ride your little horses and speak your stupid little French.
I'm literally typing into Google who would win, Canada or US.
Does Canada have nukes?
Canada
has
butts.
Not officially maintained and possessed weapons of mass destruction since 1984, and as of 1998 has signed treaties repudiating possession of them. Wait. Does Canada...
Dude, this sounds like it's written by a Canadian. Neither Canada nor the U.S. would be strong enough to conquer and control the other nation.
That's not true.
Dude.
I'm pretty sure we could defeat Canada. And I'm not saying that as, like, a cocky American. What? I'm just saying our military budget is it's like $800 billion.
But they're ranked 26th place at the Global Firepower website.
Fuck.
Guess who's ranked number one?
America?
Of course.
That's because our fucking military budget's ridiculous.
I know.
That's the thing, man. I don't mind paying high taxes if it's going to, like, education or healthcare, but it's going to the fucking military. It's so not epic.
They're trying to make it seem, okay, they're like...
So Canada does have nukes?
They're essentially, like, saying the climate and the terrain of most of Canada because, like, it's, like, cold and rural and shit.
You don't have to physically be there to conquer it these days, y'all. Just send a fucking little computer in that's like, this is
mine.
You
have a drone that sweeps the area and is just like,
hey, there's a Canadian.
I detect life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like in WALL-E. That's actually how the Earth got destroyed. It was the great Canadian-American War.
Okay, who would win in a war? Okay, you ready for this?
What if it was just French Canada? We just fight French Canada.
China?
Mm-hmm.
Versus?
Brazil.
Brazil. China versus Brazil.
China versus who?
Let's say China versus Russia. Let's have some fun with this. What do you think?
I think China would win that one.
Okay.
I think Russia is...
I don't think Putin would be too pleased with that.
Well,
answer.
I mean, they both have probably crazy weapons that could destroy the other one in like a millisecond. Mm-hmm. But I think ultimately, I think China's military might be stronger.
Okay.
And maybe more... Because China's a little more authoritarian than Russia.
Whoa, dude.
I feel like they...
Bit judgmental, don't you think?
I mean, I'm not wrong. Dude, might be like a
dictatorship. Don't they have cameras in classrooms that keep track of whether the students' eyes are closed or not, like sleeping? Or was that just like a fear-mongering article by BuzzFeed?
Maybe. I don't know, dude. I mean, the fact that they banned YouTube and shit.
Aren't their phones hooked up where it's like they're connected to like their... Has China implemented that rating system where people are rated?
What?
Dude, that's like Black Mirror. Oh, but like, hold up. Let me look this up.
Guy that finds out awful things about China and just,
dude, that's like Black Mirror. social credit system. The social credit system is a national blacklist being developed by the government of the People's Republic of China under General Secretary and
AKA Twitter and Instagram.
China, Xi Jinping's administration.
He's a cool guy, man. I like the shit he sends us.
So it's like social credit. So you do good stuff, you get good social credit. You do bad stuff, you get bad social credit.
So it's like real leveling up.
And then stores could give, maybe you can't buy the best medicine because you don't have high enough social credit.
Maybe you
have to get the shitty store brand chips and medicine.
Ooh, yeah, you can't get name brand. You can't get Lay's. Nope. You have to get like the store like
Mr. Potatoes, Crunchers.
Mr. Cheese chips. Or like instead of the Cheetos, it's like
Xi Jinping's pork grinds.
It's all Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
It's like his Cheetos. He's like orange and everything.
He's like giving a thumbs up.
It's like him as Chester the.
Cheetos.
Yeah, see Cheetos. Jalapeno Gin Poppers. Xi Jinping popcorn. Dude, I would love to see
Xi Jinping popcorn.
It's all just seasoned Xi Jinping popcorn. Wait,
good.
Seasoned vegan Xi Jinping popcorn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like Trader Joe's. Like, okay. You know, it's something fancy.
Oh, man. Trader Joe's is pretty epic.
Trader Joe's is pretty good.
They have good, like, heat 'em up meals.
Heat them up.
I made myself a little lasagna.
Yeah, man. Trader Joe's has some pretty good food. Like, yeah. I really like their dried fruit. Their dried fruit is really good. Like, they have these, you saw me eating them the other day. They have like, they're like dried orange slices, like from mandarin oranges.
Fruit.
You don't like dried fruit?
I don't know. Do they taste like gummies? Are they gummies?
No, I really love the texture of dried fruit and also the taste. It's like they become more sweet and they're chewy. Like, now I really want some dried fruit, man. How many of y'all listen to this? Go get yourself some dried fruit right now.
Oh, you knew I do, Matthew.
Who was that?
Some Canadian.
That was Canadian?
Some fucking, like, Quebecian.
Quebec. Yeah, we'd nuke Canada into obliteration. You gonna fart?
I was talking to this Quebecian, and I said, "How are you, sir?" And he said...
That's all I hear when Canadians open their mouth to speak French.
Yeah.
Their
breath smells like farts.
The position you did was excellent.
Thank you,
the way
man.
You like got up on one leg and you straight up like gymnast lifted the other one and like pointed your toes just to do that.
Thank you. Ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're back from the ad reads.
Hey, guess who's back?
Back again.
Shady's back.
Back.
Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 I created a monster because nobody wants to see Marcel no more. Nah, it's Shady. I'm chopped liver.
So you just got bored of MJ?
A little bit of weed mixing some hard liquor, some vodka would jumpstart my...
You ruined his name enough, now you have to go to another icons?
You think I'm ruining Eminem's name? I'm doing him a favor right now.
Bastardizing his blissful lyrical miracles?
His spiritual lyrical miracles.
Ooh-wee! Woo! Smells good.
Sorry, I'm really trying to think... I'm just thinking of more Xi Jinping snacks. Like Xi Jinping poop. I'm banned from China for that.
Damn.
Dude, that's the type of shit.
You fucking went after him.
I'm going to have a layover in China one day when I'm like traveling somewhere. I'm going to land. I mean, they're going to like put me in custody.
They're going to like give you the finger, like come over here. You're going to sit down. They're going to play that exact quote. Xi Jinping poop.
They're going to immediately take me into custody.
One of the inspector people is going to start to cry and like have to leave the room upon hearing that. And like a lot of them are like, oh, you're going to hear the whole room just, oh.
Oh, guys, I that was just a joke.
They, like, their lips quiver, and then you look at their fists that are
shaking,
that become clenched, and, like, then still.
Veins popping out of the neck.
And then their shoulders go.
And then I'm getting taken into a back room down a dark hallway. Yeah. And then they're going to open a door, and it's going to be Xi Jinping. He's going to be sitting there in a chair. He's going to say, have a seat, Matthew.
Remember when the North Koreans killed that American boy? Crazy.
Well, they didn't kill. Technically, they just sent him home with brain damage, and he died when he got here. So,
let me just hit someone in the head with a hammer and be like, "They're not dead." You know,
I didn't do it. The hammer did it.
When he left North Korea, bro, he was on life support in a coma, so they didn't kill him technically. Yeah, they killed him. It's because they beat him so hard or something.
No repercussions. Wait, did we give him any sanctions?
I mean, they're already sanctioned like to hell. But it's a.
You think we wouldn't be like? You think that'd be like, you do not kill American citizens. And we'd put our little foot down and go, hey,
no, that's enough.
Stop what you are doing. It is tearing this world apart.
If you were president and you said that, like you made a video, like a Zoom call to Kim Jong-un and we're like,
stop, just stop it, man. You have all these parades. Is that not enough for you?
Just cut it out, dude. I'm going to call and just be like, Kim, man, what's up, dude? Can you just knock that shit off, please? Dude. All right. The boy, yeah, he stole a propaganda poster. You know why? Because his friend's mom said she would give him her used car if he brought her back one of those.
Dude, if I was president, my inaugural speech, I'd be like, hey, everyone.
You'd have the biggest standing ovation.
I'd throw up the Richard Nixon peace signs and then I'd walk away.
Do jazz hands.
Yeah, I'd do some jazz hands, mate.
Man, have you guys seen how bad the fourth season of Arrested Development was? And then you walk off
here.
Stage.
And then I like click on a thing, a big projector comes up from the ground.
Netflix.
We start, like every time I pause it, what do you think of that? The character just doesn't line up with previous seasons. In fact, it seems more like a comical version of the character that we started out with.
And can you, can we talk about Portia's plastic surgery?
Whoa!
Woo!
How's Ellen doing? She came over last night, didn't she?
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh.
But yeah, she was telling me about, her plan to make like a comeback. I didn't think it was a good idea. Oh,
comeback, nice.
Well, you know, after all the scandal, she was like, she said her plan for the comeback is, she's like, I need to get back in headlines and show people that I'm.
She's going to do the Hollywood Boulevard moonwalk?
Yeah, but she's going to do it in blackface.
That's going to grab headlines.
I know it's going to grab headlines, but Ellen in blackface doing the Hollywood Boulevard moonwalk?
That's going to get everyone and their mothers outside.
It's going to either go great or horribly. That's the thing.
But we'll see.
I hope. This is super. She made me sign an NDA about this. Technically, I'm breaking it by telling you. All right. So let's get back to it.
Because we both remember Danny didn't do so well with the blackface Hollywood Boulevard moonwalk.
Oh, my God. Thank God he used his power to get that wiped off the internet and anybody who knew about it executed.
Yeah.
Well, he luckily spared us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we lent him the blackface makeup.
And he had the cane green screened out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
The whole.
Back to the.
Remember Danny's whole minstrel show phase?
Well, let's just get back to
that. Okay.
I'm going to take a piss. I'll be right back.
Okay. Man. I guess while he's gone, we'll just have to have some more ad reads.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay. All right. Well, we're back from your piss and the ad reads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not the one that has to listen to the ad reads, you know?
Well, you do.
Well, technically, I have to listen to them twice because I have to say them.
For this episode, I have to listen to the ad reads.
Yeah, well, I have to, you know, we have to listen to ourselves say them, and then you have to listen. You know, the thing about people like to brag and say, oh, I've listened to every episode of the Super Mega Cast. Guess what?
So have we.
Twice.
Well,
No.
Not every
but
other
the thing
episode.
Is, but each episode, you have to...
I mean, I go back and watch the episodes you edit, Matt.
Yeah, of course. I watch the ones I edit, too.
Yeah.
We have to listen to it twice. We have to listen to it while we record it, and then an hour later, listen to... It feels like I'm going crazy sometimes, because we have, like, an hour-long conversation, and then I sit down. It's like, well, let me listen to every single thing I just said again.
And I usually forget most of it, because I feel like you and I just get into a mode where we just talk, and we don't really... absorb anything.
We just spit fucking stop now, dude. Stop. That's right in my mouth, dude. Ugh. It's disgusting, dude. Are you eating bird seed?
Maybe.
The fuck, there's a piece of that's a piece of bird seed.
Well, I ran out of chips and salsa. I only had a big bag of bird seed left.
You ran out of your Zijin chips?
I'm not gonna eat dog food.
Your Zijin potato chips?
my Zijin lemon cups?
It's not even trying with the Zijin poppers, and they're like they're just little like jalapeno pop or Zijin poppers, the type you sniff for if you want to have gay butt sex.
Dude, I was using my Zijin bong. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah, I like that. Shaped like a little like tank.
Yeah, I smoke out of his asshole, his protruding prolapsed anus, and it's him screaming and. Yeah.
See, that's going to get me in trouble if I fly through China.
Yeah, because you said every single bit of that. I didn't say any of it.
Well, just my association with you is enough.
You think so?
In North Korea, what they do is if
You're talking about how you wanted to assassinate King Xi Jinping.
I never said I wanted to assassinate the president of China.
You just did.
I do not want to assassinate the president of China.
You can't visit, dude, in good conscience. Well, you'd have to.
Not good conscience. It's like, oh, I feel bad for him for saying that. I should have said that. Poor guy.
I know. You'd be embarrassed.
Dude, he fucking wiped out Jack Ma.
Did he?
You know who Jack Ma is, right?
No.
China. He's China's richest man.
Is he?
He's the guy.
Oh,
he
wait,
made,
okay, never
he made
mind.
Alibaba.
He's the little man. Does he have glasses?
He's the little man. Yeah,
because he's
a little man, dude.
He's a pretty tiny dude.
No, but he vanished. Like no one like knew where he went. Like I think he was critical of.
Did they check under the bed?
You've been here the whole time, Jack.
Giving up his hands like boom boom.
Basically, I think he was critical of the government or something, and then he just
thought Charlie was critical.
So guys, Xi Jinping's really been pissing me off.
He keeps.
I talked to him last week. He said he'll come on our podcast.
Sending me illicit photo. Xi Jinping.
Oh, Jack Ma did. He reappeared. He was spotted golfing in Hainan. Okay, sorry. People were like, "Where is? Like, he just disappeared."
Where is Jack Ma? Where's Jack Ma?
Dude, Jack Ma is a weird looking dude.
Dude,
he literally looks like a Minecraft character. Like his head's like a block with a face on it. Like you could easily make him in a meme maker. Jack Ma, you son of a bitch! Can I have some money, please?
Not after you talked about him like that.
He's a weird looking dude, isn't he?
Dude, he's a successful man.
There's gonna be one person in comments is gonna be like really mad that I'm like making fun of how Jack Ma looks.
Well, we just won't let other countries go.
Yeah, this whole episode
we're famous for not saying anything bad about America.
Yeah.
You guys just always talk shit about other countries.
Yeah. It's because every other country but America sucks.
Yeah,
sucks dick.
Try living in the world's greatest nation, jackass.
Yeah, hey. Canada.
Oh, but I could go down and get some. Fuck off, dude. Like, come here and then experience true freedom.
Oh, go drink your tea and biscuits and have fun in your little dictatorships in Europe.
Use your fucking sticks to eat with. fucking troglodytes.
Hey, there's this new invention that just came out. It's called a fork and spoon.
Knives, anyone?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna eat with sticks.
No, oh, come on. What are we living in, the Stone Age?
Yeah, I think so. I think we are.
Oh, thank God for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. I can eat that with my hands. Or would do it
American eat McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. In Australia, the Maccas I had was just
amazing.
It was delicious. It was really good. There was something about it that was just like, well, also.
I had the McFish.
I don't think it's called the McFish.
The Filet-O-Fish.
It's called the Filet-O-Fish. I wish it was called the McFish. McFish just doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, can I get a McFish?
As good as a McChicken sounds.
Well, McChicken sounds.
Can I get a McRib?
I don't know. Fish, fish is just like a.
Can I have a McDonald's O-Rib?
Really? That's what you guys are calling it now? What happened to McRib? No, oh, we're trying something new.
It's a McDonald's O.
McDonald's dash O dash rib.
It's so bad.
We're changing the name of the Big Mac to the McDonald's burger. Can I get a McDonald's burger?
I wish they would do some stupid shit like
that. The McBurger?
The Mc. What, are they actually just called McFries, dude?
I was about to say McFries. Hey, can I get some McFries? McNuggets. You can't beat McNuggets.
The McFries are now the McDonald's potato sticks. The McDonald's potato thins.
Dude, I could see them rebrand. Well, America actually did rebrand French fries during the war as Freedom Fries.
Did we?
Yeah, do you know about that?
No.
For like patriotism, we actually like changed the name to Freedom Fries, and like we called them Freedom Fries for a while.
You didn't want French in there, I'm guessing.
Mm-mm, no, why? I still don't want French in there. I don't want French in anything.
No. What is one good thing a Frenchman has given to society?
Maybe a white flag up in the air.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, people are gonna think we're xenophobic.
No, of course not. We just think every country sucks and ours is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
I don't just think that. I know that.
Because of my brain.
It's a fact.
And because of history class.
My big American
middle
brain.
And high school, which I completed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. By the way, I have a diploma.
Hey, how many people listening to this right now are foreign and they're like, I really wish I had an American citizenship.
Or freedom.
Guess what? I have American citizenship.
And freedom.
And freedom.
Comes with the American citizenship.
Mm-hmm. They give you a free freedom with every American citizenship.
So.
And these colors don't run.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American.
That fucking song, dude.
It's good.
It's awful.
What? It's a classic
it's
song.
It's just, it's so. It's like, if I like.
I'm proud to be an American.
Oh!
Where at least I know I'm free. And I'll walk. all the men who died.
Fuck all the men who died?
And fuck all the men who died.
Whoa, wait, did he just say fuck them?
And gave their life for me.
Literally
and
just saying,
I will fuck them in the ass.
I think that would cause a very big controversy.
What are they going to do? Shoot me?
Yes. Dude, just imagine going to
with
sing
their guns.
Imagine going to like sing the national anthem at like a baseball stadium and like
and fuck them.
Just saying fuck the men who died fighting for.
I'm gonna fuck the men who died.
Those men who fought in Vietnam were a bunch of pussies.
What the fuck?
They don't, what are you talking about? They don't care about the people who died in the Vietnam War.
They care.
They're true red.
They certainly
Americans.
Don't care about the ones that came back.
No, of course not.
You can go to any downtown area and find them on the side of the road begging for money because we have a wonderful program in America for veterans of PTSD.
Excuse me, dude.
What?
They lost.
Vietnam?
What? Do you get trophies for losing?
Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah.
They fucking
do you get a trophy
them.
For losing? What, they want a consolation
nowadays,
prize?
Nowadays.
Look, you got to win the war to get the fruits that come from it, okay?
Hey, maybe if it was just California versus Vietnam, we would have given them a participation trophy when they lost.
I feel like most of this episode has been us in character as like
xenophobic assholes.
It's just so fun. I don't know
it
why.
It is. I'm having a great time. Let's talk about like some like what's it like? Let's talk about some other countries we just haven't really hit on this episode.
Peru.
I actually was going to bring up Peru.
I love
China versus Peru
specifically because of the second series of unfortunate events book because they were supposed to go to Peru with their uncle and I always envisioned Peru being cool. I loved Peru so much, in fact, that would be like one of the first countries I would want in a game of Risk, even though it's. Sucks.
That was really random. I thought you were gonna say visit. You're like, I want it in a game of Risk.
No, I would love it. I was like, I want Peru.
Okay.
And I would get Peru.
We should play Risk, man. We should do a board game
so
series.
Long.
I know it does, but that'd be fun. We could live stream it.
I guess.
I want to do more like board games on the channel. Like or like
we could play Liar's Dice.
Physical games. Liar's Dice.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
From Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'd rather play Dyer's Lice. See, I flipped the first letters of each word, and it still made sense. It still said men's. When I was in Sky Hool, I used to always...
Sky High? Disney Sky
flip
High?
Flip the letters.
Did you watch Sky High?
Sky High, no.
Did you like Sky High?
I haven't seen it.
Why not?
I remember in that movie.
It was a Disney
movie. The high school
superheroes.
That's in this... Yeah, and I remember...
It has Bruce Campbell in it,
I know,
by the way,
dude, and it looks so...
Who plays Ashley.
It looks so futuristic, and it's like, in the year 2010.
Yeah, their school bus flies.
I love that it takes place in the year 2010.
Sidekick. Hero or sidekick?
Mark, chill. Dude, I can see Markiplier being a superhero. He's like the closest the human race has to a real Superman.
Yeah.
I think. Like genetically and...
Could you imagine Mark flying around with a cape?
Yes, I can actually very easily.
Oops.
Fucking just fucking launches himself through three buildings.
Ooh. I guess I don't know my own strength. Up, up, and a Markiplier.
Meanwhile, there's like, he just blasted through like an office building, like killing like 12 people.
Three hospitals. Three parallel hospitals.
They were going to die anyway. That was the ICU. I did them a favor. Now they won't have to pay extra bills. I saved them a week of bills.
It's like he goes to save someone down from being hit by a car, and then he looks down and he's holding a shirt, and they had fallen like 200 feet.
Oops! Someone's gonna have to clean that up, but not on my watch! Up, up, and a Markiplier!
He flies up and just blasts through a jet that's flying over.
Oops!
350
No!
Like,
Mark... And all of a sudden, he uses his supervision to see that Chica ran out of the house.
Oh, Chica! Oh, Chica!
He flies back, causes several car crashes on the way, vehicles overturned, flips a school bus.
Chica!
Just because she got outside, and he doesn't want her to run away. And then when he finds her and he gets her, he takes her back, and he beats her for running away.
With a wet noodle.
Oh, my God, dude. All right. Crazy oh my God.
What?
Crazy news.
Wow, what's so crazy? America won best country of the year again.
No, that's not crazy. That's just expected at this time. Wow. Seth Rogen
died?
Finally. Seth Rogen says he will no longer, he has no plans to work with James Franco again.
What?
Mm-hmm. I'll read the AV Club article.
Did they have a falling out?
Last month, Charlene Yee called out Seth Rogen on Instagram, saying that she raised concerns to Rogen after he continued to work with James Franco on The Disaster Artist, even though multiple women accused him of sexual misconduct. But her efforts were futile. Rogen instead allegedly bribed her with a larger part in the film so she wouldn't quit. Damn, Seth. They minimized and said Franco being a predator was so last year and that he changed. When I literally heard of him abusing new women that week, Yee wrote. Rogen hadn't responded to Yee's accusations, but in an interview with the Sunday Times, he broke his silence on Yee's statement, saying, when writer, he said, what I can say is that I despise abuse and harassment, and I would never cover or conceal the actions of someone doing it or knowingly put someone in a situation where they were around someone like that. He also addressed the joke he made on Saturday Night Live in 2014 after Franco had propositioned a minor on Instagram. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, it was an April Fool's. Like, dude, got you guys. I made
Didn't
you think I was a pedo.
Explain it on, like, Kimmel or something?
During his opening monologue, he said that he had pranked Franco by pretending to be a teenage girl, and his Pineapple Express co-star seemed unfazed by the age.
Who was pranking him?
Seth Rogen said that.
Oh, Seth Rogen was pranking him?
Yo, Seth, please just say it was you as a prank. Dude,
yeah, it was
please
me.
Say you, please.
I was pretending to be a 14-year-old female.
EDP up in the house. Well, actually, I was just coming here to pick up a cupcake. Yeah, he was.
EDP's cupcake.
Let me see. Seth Rogen just said, here we go. I comment. Okay. And I also look back to that interview in 2018 where I comment that I would keep working with James. And the truth is I have not and I do not plan to right now. He also confirmed that it's no coincidence the pair who've worked on numerous projects together since meeting on the Freaks and Geeks set in 1999 haven't collaborated in years.
Damn. It's true. When's the last time they collabed? Wait, what came out?
Disaster Artist, I think.
Okay. What, that was like 2 years ago?
No, that's more than 2 years ago.
Was it?
I was seven.
Okay. No, it was like three then?
2017.
Oh, so. Damn. What? Time's... Ugh. Bye.
Gotcha.
Psych.
Dumbasses.
You thought we were end. Well, I mean, we're eventually it will have to come
it will
to an
end. There will come a day when there's a final episode of this podcast.
Yeah. It will happen. Inevitably. Mm-hmm. As all things do end.
How far do you think it'll be?
Besides Disney.
It'll be this episode, or do you think it'll be episode
752?
5 years in, and we're only on episode 244. So.
Mm.
By the time we hit a decade of Super Mega, we'd probably only be in the
something.
400s.
Joe Rogan
upper
has
400s.
Done over 1,000 episodes.
It's going to be crazy.
Doesn't he have a daily podcast or some shit
like
that? How can he talk that much?
People say that about us. Like, how do they always have something to talk about? I'll tell you how.
How?
Oh.
I'm playing with my necklace, sorry.
That's some nice ice.
Thanks, man.
See, that's how we listen to stuff. There's always something happening, you know? Here, yeah, if people have asked us before. They want hints on how to make a podcast. They're like, how do you guys, what do you know, what do you talk, like, how do you know what to talk about?
We don't.
We don't. We literally, we don't have, we just sit down and we just start talking.
That's it.
You know? Because
we're.
Just
start, I see you, one of us just opens the software, presses record, and then we sit down and we talk.
If there's one thing Ryan and I are good at, it's having conversation with each other.
Exactly. Maybe not other people.
No, especially with women.
Woo!
But I can talk to you more comfortable than
my own mother.
Probably anyone in my life.
My mom, that probably just hit her in the heart like a dagger.
Well, maybe she shouldn't be such a moron.
That is true, Mom. Probably need to get a little more smart.
Yeah. hey, Cecile, go drink some brain juice.
Maybe have some milk.
And then maybe juice me and give me some brain.
I got something.
And I'll give you some milk. Yeah? You got what?
I was going to ride my... I already told... You already know, but... I was going to ride my bike
to work. Bike with no handlebars?
No, definitely got to keep my hands on there just in case clutch and throttle. You know what I mean? It's safety. But I was gonna ride my bike to work. And guess what? During the pre-ride inspection, you know, it's all looking good. I'm all geared up. I'm looking at the tires.
You're all done up in your little tights and your little helmet.
I got my riding socks on. I don't wear any pants, just protective socks because I like to feel the wind and it protects more of my
just
leg than a
pair of pants.
Just a
dude on a motorcycle
would.
With a helmet, jacket, gloves, and boots, but just butt-ass naked on the legs. So you just see his ass cheeks and his penis and balls and like...
And well, I was doing the pre-ride spec and checking the tires, you know, kicking them, squeezing them a bit. And then I see something.
Meet Cecile's tits.
Looks
sorry.
Like, dude,
continue,
me too.
Continue.
Me as a 5 month old, but
me as a 25 year old.
I thought it was a rock in the wheel that turned out to be a fucking nail.
Just the whole country?
The whole, what?
The whole country?
Of nail? Dude, you had a comeback for everything.
You said you thought it was a rock in the wind.
Oh, got it.
That's
the end of the story.
I don't want you to tell your story without me interrupting it too many times with unfunny jokes.
Of course. Just every time I got a sentence out.
Sentence these nuts.
There it is.
To the death penalty.
That's it. That's
yeah,
all.
But that sucks for real. I'm sorry for interrupting.
I'm sure it does.
But that does suck for real. That you can't ride your bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just got it.
I'm crying about it. Yeah,
you just got it,
dude. I'm tearing up.
What do you have to do about it?
I think I have to get it fixed, or I could just try to collect nails in the tire. Is the thing?
Maybe another nail will balance it out. If you put another nail on the other side of the tire, perfectly like the same angle, it might counteract it.
The air going, it might push more air in. Is what you're saying?
Dude, just put a little bit of tape over it.
Yeah,
just staple up the hole.
I just put some scotch tape and then like color it with Sharpie to
to look black.
Yeah. No, but I have to probably. I'm gonna just take it somewhere and get a new tire,
dude.
Already without not even 500 miles on it.
Why don't you use Flex Seal, Flex Tape, whatever it is?
No,
we could do a whole video about it.
Oh. Okay, you know what? I'll put my life on the line for Flex Tape. I wouldn't need to because Flex Tape is so reliable.
Slap it on a boat, stop a leak.
I'll just wrap my whole tires in it so nails will never burst.
Mm-hmm. If they had some Flex Tape on the Titanic, things would have gone down a lot differently.
Losing all traction because I wrap my tires in tape.
You have to slam on your brakes and you just keep sliding.
Yeah, that's what would happen. Damn. I mean, I do have ABS, but I don't think there's much that would do to me sliding on some duct tape.
Damn, I thought you just had AIDS.
No, that's Magic Mike.
Rest in peace, man. Magic Mike, dude. I heard it's not a bad movie.
It's not. I haven't seen the second one, though.
Dude, I want to see Nightcrawler.
It's great.
I've never seen it, and I just saw one scene where it's... Because I was watching a Watch Mojo video on top 10 scenes where actors actually got hurt.
Top 10 saddest YouTube moments.
I bet they took it down because of your tweet.
I can't find it. I can't even find a copy of that
shit. I bet they took it down because of your tweet.
I wish I saved a copy because it's funny in a shitty way.
Dude, yeah, you should be proud. And you could put
I still have
on
the
your,
screen cap
you could put
of
it on your resume.
But now people are going to think that's a joke that I put. And it's going to seem that I'm...
In poor taste. No.
Oh, thanks, Watch Mojo.
Watch Mojo.
There was an actual fucking video.
They gave you
an honorable mention.
Top 10 saddest YouTube moments or something?
Yeah.
And
I got an honorable mention. I wasn't one of the numbers.
No, but you got an honorable mention for crying over your friend's death.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't even cry... In that, I don't even think I shed a tear.
I think you were crying in that video.
I think I all choked up.
I think you were red in the eyes.
Yeah.
And I just...
Well, I
made screenshots. It's
not like I made it a point, but I didn't want to be like... I didn't want to be blubbering in the video. I wanted
always,
to be very just kind of like...
I'll hold back tears unless it's like... And if I start crying on camera, I'm not going to keep it in of me crying. Like, if I'm doing something and I cry, I'm going to cut until like I've wiped the tears away and I could talk again. Because I think that's just cheesy.
Yeah, you want to... The message, it takes away from what I say because more of the attention than will go to the tone in which I'm saying it, the theatrics, instead of what I'm actually trying to say, which in that video I was just trying to It was like a memory that I was looking back on. Mm-hmm.
If I get choked up while talking in a video,
that's fine.
But like, if I'm like, I'm not gonna keep that.
Like, I'm not gonna like keep a manic breakdown in. Yeah.
I'm with Jackson.
But maybe that just shows that you're weak and you're not vulnerable.
Well, I never cry. I haven't cried since I was about 5 years old.
I also like that wouldn't be a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing to not to want to be vulnerable to complete strangers online. Unless you're making millions of dollars doing it.
Well, think about it this way, dude. You got an honorable mention. You could put that on your resume. Oh, yeah. So watch Mojo get me an honorable mention.
Do you think I should frame that and put it in my place?
The picture of you just broken. And the bottom, the little blue stripe with the Watch Mojo font that says honorable mention.
Man.
Fuck you, Watch Mojo.
I really
tried to
watch a re-upload of it. I can't find it anywhere.
I'm not going to lie. I do enjoy watching Watch Mojo from time to time. It's
or Looper.
Cheesy. Looper or Watch Mojo. But fuck Watch Mojo for that. That's just awful.
Let me see if I can.
Honorable? Like, if you're like, you guys could have just worded it differently than honorable mention.
Honorable mention. It was pretty sad.
Not sad enough. You know, it didn't get us that sad.
Man, I got to go through all my.
It was more when Mr. Anime shot and killed his family. That was number one. But, you know.
Bet you I'm going to find it quick because I don't tweet all too often, right?
Go to your media and scroll down.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Dude, I bet. Dude, Ryan, can you just retweet that tweet and say, damn, this one did numbers.
Oh, yeah, there's me when I was watching Shrek. Dude, did I send you a bunch of Snapchats of me like watching Shrek every now and then?
Yeah.
It was an ordeal. It was something big. Ah, dude, every year. This is one of the, I think this might
dude,
be the first one.
I love when you draw me my birthday picture every year. It gets better every year.
Thank you, man.
I actually do on my birthday. I really actually do look forward to it. I'm like, oh, yes. Also, can we talk about something that is when this podcast comes out, it's going to be old news, but there it is. Yeah.
It was. It was titled Top 10 Saddest YouTube Videos.
I don't want to make you have to throw up an image on screen. But you guys should go look it up if you can. It's on Ryan's Twitter. Go follow Ryan on Twitter and go.
Man, I'll just put it up.
Yeah, like I'm having to put up with you.
No, come on, baby.
Gotcha. But Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live. It's old news at this point when this podcast comes out.
Oh, very old news.
Ryan's going out of town, so we're recording them early. But
yeah.
God,
I'm going home. I get to visit home. I'm excited. Anyways.
That's cool and all, Ryan.
Elon Musk on SNL.
We need him to be a permanent cast member. Bro. What I'm about to tell you is cringe.
What I'm about to tell you is going to be cringe.
He could be one of the Wiggles with all that body language.
No, you know, me and Princess Peach.
I didn't watch The Warrior.
Oh,
one
come
yet.
On, dude.
I couldn't. But the Daily Report, whatever it was, where he's talking about Dogecoin. Now that's good shit.
That was the word. Dude, I legitimately, physically cringed.
Why does he move like that? Oh, I opened my YouTube.
Because he's trying to come off as natural. And I think like when people like... When they try to mimic natural body language, it's like this. They try to, you know, when people,
like Mark Zuckerberg,
when people are telling people to relax, they do this. They like move. So when you're trying to be relaxed, like, hey, dude, how's it going,
bro?
You're like moving your neck. You're trying to look loose. But if you're not, just be yourself. Just be yourself. I think that's more loosen up and don't try to act like you're loose.
Yeah, because people can tell when you're faking it.
And not everyone's a loose type of person.
Hold on, I'm looking at Elon Musk dressed as Wario.
Vince calls
Wario to the stand.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh my God.
No, fast, you gotta hear him speak.
He's going to the stand, dude.
Well, yeah, well, they're gonna ask him a question first.
I have Asperger's?
That's not
okay, that's not in the script, but...
That's in the monologue script.
Mm-hmm. Today, that you are evil?
No, I am not evil. I just misunderstood. And some of the anti-Italian hatred in this courtroom is disgusting.
You think that maybe they made this... I love that you literally know that this is just
What's
like...
What's wrong with hating Italians?
Nothing. Of all the countries we've talked about today, I don't want to get into Italy because I will go off.
The grandest moochers in this fucking god grand
disgusting.
United States of America.
I'm not Italian, I'm Sicilian. That's what I think. Super Mega under fire for anti-Italian remarks. The Super Mega scandal just got a whole lot worse.
Yeah, but Elon, he did what he did. on SNL.
Doge fucking skyrocketed. No, it didn't. It
Doge skyrocketed?
It dumped when he went on. You can watch it like a boop.
Oh.
Good thing I invested my entire life savings into Dogecoin.
Well, he explained Dogecoin during the...
But what is Dogecoin?
No, it's a No, wait, I'm the Doge King. What did he say he was?
The Doge Father, dude.
The Doge Father. Dude, that part made me go, "Whoa!"
I laughed so hard I shit a log of shit into my pants while I was watching it. And then I got on
Reddit.
It didn't
smush too much in there, did it?
It was pretty solid. I did pancake it a little. I sat up, I got him, I sat back down on it to squeeze it out.
Gotta love pancake, and it keeps it all in one spot.
It keeps it all flat. And then, because it's uncomfortable if you just have a log in there. You gotta spread it out evenly.
Exactly.
And then I went on Reddit, and I went on r/Elon memes, and I gave everybody Reddit gold because I was in such a good mood.
Dude.
Everyone I saw got some Reddit gold. And
you
I
are
said,
a generous motherfucker.
Uh-huh. I'm a kind stranger.
God bless Matt
I was
Watson.
Seeing so many edits. Thanks for the gold, kind stranger. So many of those.
Thanks for the gold, kind stranger. Fuck yes. Give me that gold, baby.
Like a billionaire.
Give
by
me
himself.
That gold, baby. Yeah, girls, I got some Reddit gold, baby.
Just Caitlyn Jenner announcing she has Reddit gold. But you also say it like Austin Powers.
What do you mean, baby?
Hey, girls, I got some Reddit gold.
It's fucking Caitlyn, baby. Okay, I'm ready for some Reddit gold. How do I get this Reddit gold, baby?
Today's scene, your prompt is Caitlyn Jenner receives Reddit gold. Dude, that really tickled me.
I'm glad.
I
love that. I get the tickle.
I don't know why that
your tummy sometimes.
Well, I'm good. I'm just glad that Caitlyn Jenner's running for governor of California as a Republican too. And I think that I think she has a chance of winning. And I urge all California resident listeners of this podcast
to go out and vote for Caitlyn Jenner.
Go campaign.
She is the greatest politician in California.
Mm-hmm. She's going to become the greatest politician in history. Also. I said this, Jacob.
She'll be flying her drones around.
I drone striked him, baby.
So, you know what I said? I went boom, bam, bop, baby. Drone striked him into oblivion, baby.
I really can't tell if it's Austin Powers or Caitlyn Jenner. I like this character we've created now that's just a mix of Austin Powers and Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
The last hyphen. The
okay,
last
girls.
Hyphenated.
Okay,
hey, girls.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Caitlyn.
You want to come in the jacuzzi, baby?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little randy.
Sweet piece of ass right there, Matthew.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice piece. It's very flat. I have a flat ass, but...
God. Damn that.
Slap it a little more, Caitlyn.
That stays pretty... Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, sorry, let a little one out there.
What is that scenario?
I guess I'm standing up in the hot tub. And Caitlyn Jenner is slapping my ass.
Your naked ass.
And then I let out a little toot by accident.
Can your gym shorts be at your knees?
Why am I wearing gym shorts? Why am I not wearing a bathing suit?
Because it was an impromptu jacuzzi session.
It's like, I don't have a bathing suit, but I have gym shorts. The classic, like when you're at a friend's house and you have a bathing suit to go swim, you're like, oh, I have gym shorts.
I just swim in my underwear.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner, though, go out and campaign for Caitlyn.
Okay.
California for Caitlyn. I went on the website, and the first picture is a picture of Caitlyn driving a car, which I thought was kind of in poor taste.
Let me see. California for Caitlyn?
Mm-hmm.
What do they want to do?
See, Caitlyn's put herself in a weird position because she's running as a Republican, but I don't think a lot of Republicans would vote for a transgender governor.
Hmm. Or maybe. This is just the Trojan horse they need.
Okay, but Jacob from Off Canny and Trevor were crashing at my place this weekend. And we watched the Elon Musk SNL and we just laughed ourselves into a coma. But I said, I think that Elon Musk will be president one day. And they were like, no way. And I'm like, I think it's possible. Can't you see Elon? No, he's South African. He can't be president. Mark Zuckerberg, though. Could you see Mark Zuckerberg ever being president?
No.
I think he's just too unlikable.
I could see Tucker Carlson becoming president.
That is...
If I'm thinking realistically.
I liked his recent monologue where he said, Masks are a sign of weakness. Take it off. And when you see someone wearing a mask, call them out.
Yeah. Well, I'm not praising him. I'm just saying I could 100%. Because I don't know. Like, where do you go?
He has been polled as a candidate. And
where do you go after Donald?
Highly.
You have to kind of probably stick in that same realm. You know? I don't picture they'd move back and get, like, a Mitt Romney type, you know?
Yeah. We already had a Mick president. Mitt Romney's a thing of the past.
He is, man. Little Mormon boy.
Little Mormon boy from Utah.
He's got binders full of women. Remember that one?
Do you think Ted could ever?
Ted Cruz.
I think
better
Tucker
not.
Carlson has a better chance at becoming president.
He was
than
pulled.
Ted
Cruz. He was pulled. Actually, Sean Hannity did very well when they pulled
of
Sean
course.
Hannity as president. Yeah. And I don't. President Hannity. It kind of sounds real, right? Or President Carlson? President Carlson. Carlson is the heir of the Bird's Eye frozen food fortune.
You know, the right talks all about, like, how Hollywood's rule, but they're the ones who keep hiring actors for the White House. Fucking got Reagan. Now we got fucking Donald Trump.
I'm pretty sure Schwarzenegger was a Democrat, right?
Was he a president?
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. George Bush was an actor, too, so both of them. George Bush. Like, it's like an action, like a John Wick type movie with George Bush.
Dude, Obama acted.
Did he?
Acted a fool. In the White House shorts.
Oh, that's right, with Joe.
And Hillary, not a president. My president.
She is. She'll always be my president.
She was on SNL.
I still see people in California with the Hillary bumper stickers on. And I'm like, why is that still? I saw someone with a big Pete Buttigieg sticker yesterday. And a Hillary sticker. And I was like, you got the Pete sticker? Bro, he got the Pete sticker.
Dude, wasn't like Pete's, a lot of people like, oh, dude, Pete has a big chance. And then he just went,
yeah.
What happened to Pete? No one liked Pete.
He was a little rat, dude.
Yeah.
He was a little rat. During the debate, when he was just like going after Bernie, I just got so mad.
You cried.
I did.
You cried out of frustration.
I teared up and I
Your
said, not
face
Bernie.
Was so red.
I was red in the face,
yeah,
and
I remember.
Pete's just so smug. It's just like, Senator, you see, from South Bend, Indiana,
growing
to the White
House. Growing up as a homosexual.
In South Bend, Indiana.
Is, yeah.
Me llamo Pete. I'll try to speak Spanish. That was great. Dude, me llamo
Man,
Pete.
I need some water.
Yeah?
My throat's dry.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Me llamo Pete Buttigieg, right?
Yeah.
I'm with Pete. Dude,
Me gusta Pete Buttigieg.
Pete he's gone out of the public eye now, but he's going to come back one day. He's going to run for president again and again and again. And he's one of those guys that never wins, but it's always every few presidential races is going to get up kind of high up in the polls. And then because these guys run for president, not because they actually want to be president, but because when they campaign, so many people run for president that don't want to become president and they know they'll never be president. And you ask, like, why are they running for president? They don't have a chance. It's because campaign money. You raise so much fucking money. You just gotta do some public appearances, but like, I'm running for president.
Oh, yeah, I gotta love those speeches.
Why
too.
Do you think Caitlyn Jenner's running for governor?
I don't think
Caitlyn actually wants to be governor.
No. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Especially for those speeches.
Other people really just
it's how they launder their fucking gross, dirty black market money.
And art. Art is huge for money laundering. So is NFTs,
Didn't Kim K recently just get ousted for like getting a statue illegally sent to the US or some shit,
smuggling a statue,
a Roman statue. Poor thing.
I know that had to be a tough few hours.
I wanted it was mine.
That'd be a tough day.
I just picture her just crying. It's like, this is Whoa. Too much to deal with for today.
What did you just shake the table? Was that an earthquake?
Yeah,
okay, you shook the table. I thought it was a little earthquake. I haven't felt an earthquake in a while.
I haven't either. You felt one more recently than I did, though.
I did, yeah. When was that?
Like, not even, about a month ago.
Was it? No, I can't remember. Oh, yeah. I remember now. I was in bed. It was the middle of the night. That's right. And I got woken up by it.
I think you called me afterwards, too. And you're like, did you feel that? I'm like, no.
I'm waiting for the big one, man. When's the big earthquake going to hit?
The big one.
When's that San Andreas fault going to go sicko mode?
And maybe Dwayne The Rock Johnson can rescue us in a helicopter before we fall down into the Earth's core.
Or Dwayne The Rock Watson.
Dude, Dale The Rock Watson.
Well, his real name is Dwayne, so Dwayne the Rock Watson works.
What a gross, stupid, nerdy name. Whoever has
he thought that Dale sounded less redneck than Dwayne.
Dale.
Dale.
Hey, Dale. Hi, Dale.
I every time I had a family reunion, Dale, good to see you. Hey. Oh, there's your good boy, Matthew. Matthew. My family, when I go to the family reunion, it's not Matt. It's always Matthew. It's like, hi, Matthew. It's cousin Andrew.
Matthew.
I'm like, who?
Matthew.
See, we go to these family reunions, Stuart. And I don't know anyone there.
Benjamin?
There's like 100 Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Benjamin.
This is cousin Benjamin.
Theater?
Like, I go and I don't know anyone, and my dad gets mad at me. He's like, son, you don't remember cousin Jane? And I'm like, no, I don't think I've ever met her.
You don't even remember? You're related to Limp Bizkit?
The little Limp Bizkit bastards. Eminem. Worse than the little Limp Bizkit bastards. Hey.
What do you got against them?
Limp Bizkit? Yeah. I love Limp Bizkit. I do.
Yeah, you're related to them.
I know. I'm also related to Limp Penis, who's a rapper that has erectile dysfunction. That one. Did that land? Was that good?
Limp Penis? I don't know who it is. I can't.
Yo, what up? I'm Limp Penis.
Is there an actual rapper named Limp Penis?
No. Probably, but. That's my idea. That's my intellectual property now. You cannot use that.
You all know my rap name.
What is it?
I can't say it.
Yeah. Ryan Soulja Boy.
I am.
Dude, nah. Soulja Boy, he's been like one of my number one dream guests to get on Super Mega forever. And I feel like we're not that far from it.
Why not Elon Musk?
He'd be too funny for us, I think. I think he'd make us look like very not funny and unprepared.
Do you think we could make him uncomfortable enough to give us 2 Cybertrucks?
I was just going to ask for a couple $1 million, but that works too. You know, Elon could actually give us...
Can I have a Cybertruck, Elon? Yeah. No, that's pretty cringe. But I'd have to say, yes, bae.
Oh, whole gang squad up, yeet, yeet.
Dude,
Gen Z Hospital. That's one of the worst sketches they've ever done.
It's about as bad for me as the yeet yeet skirt skirt shit.
I think some of the Donald Trump jokes SNL did were like so low tier. Not because they weren't funny, but because they made fun of my president. But the Elon stuff was just.
What about when American Horror Story covered the election? And then when Donald Trump won, they had a character who celebrated by rubbing Cheeto dust all over his face.
They did that?
Yep.
That's awesome. With his tiny hands.
He didn't have tiny hands.
You know who has tiny hands? Trevor.
He does, dude. Mm-hmm. It's weird. And they're hairless. His arms are furry as fuck.
His hands are tiny and hairless. Hands.
Looks like he had a hand transplant.
Looks like he got a hand job, you know?
Like, it's like if he like touched me, I'd be like, it's weird. Like,
remember
it's
that?
Enough to where it feels weird.
Do you remember that Burger King commercial? Or maybe it was for Hardee's or Carl's Jr., but it's like the guy has really small hands and the burger's too big for his small hands. Yeah. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
It's based on Trevor.
Okay.
Jacob all weekend just kept saying like.
For those, Trevor again is
modest cube. And he's not modest.
No. Especially with those hands.
He should start an OnlyFans called Hottest Cube.
Smallest hands.
Biggest cock.
Ooh.
He won't show me his cock. He's seen mine. He won't. Most YouTubers have seen my cock, but I've not seen most YouTubers' cocks.
You've seen my cock.
Well, you and I show our cocks very freely to each other.
Yeah.
And to other YouTubers. You gotta be a YouTuber.
Are you getting
though.
Bored of seeing my cock?
No, dude.
You wanna go see other people's cocks? Is that you're getting bored of my
Man,
cock? Man, my cock not enough?
I'm gonna make some people jealous right now. You and I have both seen Jacksepticeye's penis.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cut off his pubes.
I just filmed. I didn't. That's not when I saw his penis, though. I've seen his penis on multiple occasions.
No. I held him out, and you got the scissors, and then.
Well, this wasn't for the video. This was just for fun in my kitchen. Remember?
And joke. We did not.
You held his penis out.
Oh yeah, I held his penis out.
I snipped it.
Some pubes.
Gave it a little kiss afterwards. We have seen Jacksepticeye's penis. What other YouTubers' penises have we seen?
We never got to see Mark's penis.
I saw Mark's penis through his bathing suit once.
Yes, there.
We both saw that at the pool.
Yeah.
That was just massive.
Yeah.
That's just one of the biggest penises I think I've ever seen.
Enough so to where, like...
I was like, wow. I remember you and I looked at each other and we were like, holy
damn,
shit.
That's the biggest penis I've ever seen.
I think it probably is, actually.
Like, just from what I saw through the shorts.
Your mom's got a pretty, you know, decently sized.
It's a big penis.
Yeah.
Have not seen Ian from Smosh's penis, but I'm going to change that. I'm going to have him over soon. Just
have
ask.
I feel like I've seen Aaron's penis.
We got naked. Yeah, we went in Japan at the top floor of that hotel.
I haven't seen Danny's penis.
I have.
Whoa.
Well, see, the thing is...
Is it when he told you it was the mic?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was because there was just so much black hair. I thought it was
he was
covered
behind
in
the
microphone.
Wall.
Yeah. And I grabbed it and I said, what a weird feeling microphone.
You have to stroke it to turn it on.
And I did.
It's a new Sennheiser technology.
But unfortunately, due to his age, he couldn't get hard.
No.
So I said, Danny, you got me, man. God. I mean, he came some dust.
But seriously, come on. Whose YouTuber's penises have you seen?
We've seen
trophies.
Aaron. We've seen Ego Raptor. We've seen Jacksepticeye. I'm trying to think of big YouTubers' penises we've seen.
That's about it.
No, there's definitely more.
We haven't seen
obviously
PewDiePie's
Chad's
penis. Yeah, we saw Chad's
penis. I don't think I've ever seen Max's penis.
But everybody's seen Chad's penis.
Well, it's always interesting when people that I'm close to won't show me their penis. It says something.
Yeah, it's like...
Max, even in jokes, won't pull his penis out.
What do you have to hide?
Exactly.
I mean, it's a penis. Everyone has one.
Everyone has one. Everyone's got one, you know? Wait, let me go through my actually... Okay, here's what I'll do. Let me go through my contacts on my phone real quick.
Do you save the penises and categorize them?
Yeah.
Oh.
I rate them. I have a private server for hosting their penises for me to rate. All right, let me just scroll down. I've not seen Anthony Fantano's penis. I would like to, though. I'm sure it's big and shiny, like his head. See my therapist's penis. Let me see. Danny, Gus and Eddie, I've not seen their penises.
Okay.
But we're going on their podcast later this week.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll change that. Crane Gameplays?
I have not seen his penis.
I have seen his penis.
You have?
I think so.
Okay.
I think? I feel like I saw it once. Frank Javsy.
I don't think I've seen his penis.
I've seen Freddie Dredd's penis.
We've seen Julian's penis.
Oh, yeah. Meat Canyon?
No.
I don't think I saw his.
He saw yours.
Yeah. Jakey? Nah. Let's see. Going down the list.
The
Rhett and Link,
list.
I've seen both their penises. So we're suing Matthew for...
Shay Carl.
We both saw his
penis when we went to go to Maker Studios to negotiate our contracts.
That was unfortunately part of the contract was we had to look at his penis for, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brent, seen that little sucker, that little piggy.
Well... Smelled it more than seen it, but...
That little piggy went to the stink house. let's see. Almost done going through my... Ninja Brian? Huge cock. Rav? No, but I'm assuming it's small. Ross? Seen Ross's penis, of course. Carl Jacobs always sending me
Wait,
pictures
of his
penis. Wait,
have we seen Ross's penis?
I don't think I have. Ross is like...
Darn.
Why the hell would I show you my penis as a joke? That's weird. And I'm like, Ross, why do you think that's weird?
Come on, we're just showing each other our penises as a joke. It's not weird.
Yeah, Ross. Carl Jacobs always sends dick pics to me. Tucker, of course, seen Tucker's penis.
Yep, Tucker's penis 100%.
And,
he's not a YouTuber, though.
Last time I saw iDubbbz, he pulled his balls and penis out and he put them right in my face and I looked at it for a minute and he let me even taste the head. Not the shaft, but just the head.
Okay.
But yeah. That's a good place to end the podcast, is whose penises we've seen.
Sounds good to me. Y'all have a good night, or morning, or afternoon. Good evening and good night.
And in case I don't see you, Ryan, bring it out with your classic, don't end it, this one with a fart episode.
I won't.
With a fart sound.
I'll end it with
You've
something.
Done like literally like 20 episodes
I know,
that
I know,
way.
I know. I'll figure something else out.
All right. Well, everyone, we will be back next week for episode 246. And...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.